Let's open the only in Laguna file.
Let's.
Yay.
Yay. Only in Laguna file, where we get to dissect and judge the crime that happens in this town. There were some good ones. You know, it was St. Patrick's Day weekend, so obviously like 50,000 drunken publics.
Really? When did that become a crime, people? I'm kidding.
How can you be drunk? How can you be drunk in private? Like, I mean, that doesn't really make sense. Like, if you go out to a bar.
When did it become, I wonder. But, you know, whatever. Happy belated.
Are you literally not allowed to get drunk if you go to a bar? Or is that, like, if you're drunk in public, that's illegal? Or only if you're making a scene? I don't get it.
That is a fine line between what is drunk in public and what is just walking to your Uber or walking to your girlfriend's house or walking to to the next.
That's weird. Well, here's some other stuff that happened this weekend. Petty theft on North Coast Highway. At 8 p.m., the owner of the business stated that a named suspect stole $150 and two packs of cigarettes at 6:45 p.m. The owner then stated that the named suspect would return the money and the cigarettes later the same evening.
So he did?
I don't know. Basically, this owner called the cops, said, hey, you know, someone, my friend here, or he knew the person, stole $150 and two packs of cigarettes. Then he said, wait, but he's going to return it, so don't worry.
Oh, that reminds me. I need to go to Adonis. I owe him 15 bucks.
Are you serious?
I was just going to say, I was thinking to myself, like, yeah, no, Laguna is so trusting and we have our locals and we have great businesses, and sometimes I went into Adonis and he was like, oh, I know you, yeah, just bring me money later.
You know what, I think he actually reported that as well.
I'm coming, Adonis.
There's actually a $12 tab that made the news. Somebody refused to pay their $12 tab and left. But actually, I'll go with you because I am in the mood for a gyro.
Yeah, you're
a gyro.
Sharma.
Yeah.
Dude. So I'm coming, I'm paying him back. But my point is people are so trusting around here. Maybe he just took the cigarettes and was going to pay back.
And the $150. All right, anyway, moving on. Here's another story. This one is all about semantics as well, because it says unlawful taking of a vehicle. That sounds like a euphemism. At 5:39 p.m., Jose Santos Sordo Izaguirre, 23, of Lake Forest, was arrested for taking a vehicle without the consent of the owner.
Yeah.
I thought that was called
theft.
Theft.
I don't know. Maybe they're friends. Maybe, you know, everybody has a friend, you know, like that makes you mad one day and is like, you know, you did not ask me for the 15th time. I'm going to call the police, right?
So. Yeah. Well, it's definitely downplayed because I think that's stealing a car, but instead it said unlawful taking of a vehicle. All right, but here's the...
Careful not to mess with your friends and, you know, make them mad one day.
Here's the last story for the Only in Laguna file today. If you're just tuning in, it's Daily Scramble Live. I'm Zach Churchill. I'm here with our development director, Monica Silva, and sometimes co-host.
Yeah, with my 5 cents.
With her 5 cents.
That's more than two cents.
All
right. Yeah, quite Monica.
South Coast Highway in the 300 block. Felony vandalism at 10:44 p.m.
Felony.
The reporting party stated that a man threw something at the building, breaking one of the windows. After confirming with video footage showing the incident, the suspect was positively identified and located hiding under the boardwalk at Main Beach.
Oh, shoot.
Michael Patrick Cowan, 47, no fixed address.
Oh,
that's another euphemism. Was arrested for felony vandalism. Yeah. Bail was set at $20,000.
Dude, he's never going to be able to afford that.
Well, maybe he should have found a better hiding spot.
No,
under the boardwalk. That's the
song.
Oldest trick in the book.
Well, you know, obviously he didn't have anywhere to go and he was, hey, look, vandalism, you know, not good. But
vandalism, not good.
Clearly was upset with something and took it out on the window.
Yeah. Well, that's our takeaway.
No fixed address. You know, he's mad about that probably.
It either means he lives in a movable address or he doesn't have an address.
Nah, he doesn't.
Actually, you can't have a movable address. Anyway. All right. That's the Only in Laguna file. Let's go over to Adonis. I'm in the mood for some Greek food.
I just keep Laguna safe, people. see something, say something, and oh, change your batteries in your cameras. That is what's cracking down on the crime around here. You're on camera, people.
That is true.
Yeah.
You're probably being filmed by a drone right now.